Welcome to this April 21st edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in the final segment of her video interview on ACT, Wangel Khashoggi of ParXL outlined steps sponsors can take today to avoid delays as plausible mechanism guidance evolves. Early FDA engagement, robust non-clinical programs, adaptive trial designs, and strong confirmatory evidence packages position organizations to navigate the framework effectively as finalization approaches. Up next, in a new ACT FAQ article, behavioral science reveals how recruitment failures and underrepresentation trace to early design decisions rather than late-stage recruitment efforts. Reframing enrollment as a design problem, examining eligibility criteria, visit cadence, site capacity, and geographic access before protocol finalization all prevent costly delays and improve feasibility through observation of real workflows rather than assumptions. And finally, President Trump signed an executive order directing FDA to accelerate review of psychedelic therapies for mental health conditions, with initial focus on veterans with PTSD and treatment-resistant depression. The action signals potential for compressed regulatory timelines and possible right-to-try pathways, though questions remain about long-term safety data and clinical frameworks for these emerging treatments. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.